You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the Ministry of Health's most recent vocational study 3 years ago, New Zealand's workforce encompassed over 3,000 qualified midwives. Within that 3,000, 893 worked in hospitals. Even with incentives such as the Graduate Voluntary Bonding Scheme, there's still a massive shortage of professionals in the practice. And despite a shortage in rural areas, there's also a massive shortage of midwives in more populated areas, namely Auckland. The organisation that represents midwives is the College of Midwives. They took the government to court in 2015 over working conditions that today still haven't improved. I talked to Alison Eddy, the Deputy CEO of the College of Midwives, about the conditions that are forcing many midwives to burn out.
We're experiencing shortages in many parts of the maternity system of midwives in hospitals and in the community. Our belief is that it's related to under-resourcing over a long period of time. Midwives are simply not being paid enough and recognised properly for the work that they've been doing.
There's talk of the 80-hour week for a typical primary care midwife. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that anyone's sort of done the exact maths on that, but certainly what we know in the areas where there are shortages of midwives, of which Auckland is one, and you've also got a lot of travel expectations as part of a role of a community midwife that will be impacting on the hours that midwives are doing in your city, in Auckland.
Yeah.
Certainly the midwives are having to look after perhaps more women than they would have liked to because there aren't enough midwives to go around, so they're having to work really hard in some regions in New Zealand to make sure that the service continues, that there is a service that women can access.
So it's not just the midwives within hospitals doing emergency care and delivery care on demand, it's also the lead maternity midwives, the ones that run freelance as well.
Well, they're self-employed and they work usually in small group practices in the community. They often, provide care in the hospitals for women when they're having their babies, so they have, close relationships with the hospital staff. Stretched as well in many parts of the country, and Auckland we know has had a particular issue. You've got a really busy growing population there, you've got a very mixed demographic, so there's a high fertility rate amongst the population that's up there.
Yeah.
And it's a complex, it's multicultural, there's all sorts of issues around transport, housing, all the things that midwives are dealing with in their daily life and working with women living in all sorts of communities across the city. So it's a really it's a busy job for them up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's also a really notable statement in the RNZ report about how older midwives are taking, the ones that were formerly taking younger midwives under their wing, they're leaving as a cooperate. Are you encouraging older midwives to kind of stay on board a little bit? Or?
Oh, certainly we want to have, want to lose those experienced midwives in the profession. I think that comment was particularly in relation to the Auckland City Hospital, where they were talking about the midwives that they knew were leaving their service quite recently, and that a lot of those were the sort of more experienced midwives. So certainly we want to make sure that we've got a good mixture in our profession. We want enough graduate midwives and new midwives coming through to keep the supply going, but we want to make sure we've got our experienced midwives to support and mentor the new midwives as well. So absolutely we want to make sure that the working conditions are right, that support older midwives to continue working, and that often they might want to work less hours towards the end of their working life. That's quite natural because working shifts and on call you might need to reduce your hours to sustain the work, and we should be looking at all of that as part of the retention strategy to make sure that we can retain midwives in the profession for as long as practical.
Absolutely. So pay scale, this is probably a pretty obvious question, but pay scale for senior midwives, do you think it adequately remunerates those types of midwives that we need to keep in the system?
Well, it would seem that, obviously it's not just about pay, but it would seem that that's not quite right, because we are seeing this attrition from the profession. There's two different ways midwives can be employed. They can be work in the hospitals, as you described, and they can work on shift, and often the senior midwives are on a senior pay scale, or they can work in the community as a self-employed midwife. And we know we've been working as an organisation for a number of years now with the Ministry of Health to try and address the underfunding of the midwives in the community. We actually took them to court in 2015 around this, and then we sort of resulted in a mediation with them, and we've worked through a process where we've redesigned the funding for the community midwives, and we're just waiting to hear back from the government whether or not that's going to proceed to a budget bid. Our proposal is going to proceed to a budget bid
Right. This
year. So if that's successful, we think that would address a lot of the issues that the community midwives are facing, because they've been significantly underfunded for a long time. You know, it's a busy job, 24 hours on call. We looked at comparable groups around what sort of pay they should be being paid for the work they do, and it's just simply inadequate, and I think that's why we're seeing this particular shortage of community midwives at the moment. But the midwives in the hospital, they're under a different scale. They're paid under the MECA, you know, the collective employment agreement.
Right.
And we've argued for a long time that the role of midwifery is quite different from the role of nursing. We have a 4-year degree, nurses have a 3-year degree. We have a lot more autonomy and responsibility, and we're arguing that midwives should be paid differently from nurses as well, and that would support the retention of the midwives in the hospital and those senior midwives who are often got very, you know, responsible clinical jobs and busy, stressful environments. We need to be making sure that they're paid properly to retain them.
It was Leah Garcia-Purvis talking with Alison Eady of the College of Midwives. I'm sure we'll be checking back in with that in the future to see what eventuates out of that. It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.